Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy Thursday here on January 7th, 2010, that we can spend some time with you. I want to tell you that we've been having a great week. This has been our broadcast and our broadcast for the new year, the first week that we've been back, and we've had three great shows, and today's going to be no exception. We're going to have a fourth great show. Just want to give you my address here. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And my email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. I hope that you're having a great day. And if you're like most of the country, except probably California, you're experiencing some very cool weather. And that's understandable. You're probably trying to buy all the soups. I know I was in the store today, and boy, they were buying soups everywhere, and firewood, and charcoal, and anything that can light, anything that can be boiled, basically. And it's just amazing. I tell my children all the time, when it's cold, everybody hits the stores. For some reason, it will bring out everybody to the grocery stores. It does. And when it rains, it brings the crazy ones out, the freaks. They come out. So, you know, you got to be careful. But at the same time, the freaks, I know if my engineer is here, he'd be looking at me kind of crazy there. But just to let you know, we're here. Yes, we're cold just as anyone else. And we are live here at the studio trying to get things going and trying to get things moving along. The last few days we've been talking about faith. We've been talking about faith requires action. I don't know if you're able to tune in on Tuesday night. We did a little bit of faith requires action on the Midwatch with the Rev on the morning show. I mean on the afternoon show at 2. But on Tuesday nights we do a Midwatch, which is a television version of Midwatch with the Rev. It basically takes what I feel would be the best suited topic that we covered during the week, and we recover it or rehash it, if you want to call it that. But we do the show again. We sometimes have a PowerPoint presentation and stuff. Lately, we've been doing PowerPoint. Before we did, and we did a webinar with a PowerPoint presentation, and that just worked out so well. It worked out so well. I'm telling you, God is good. God is good because it gave me some insight of what to do and what to search for. I didn't know you could actually, when you're streaming, drag a PowerPoint thing, and it depends on the software you're using, and it depends on what's going on as far as what kind of stuff you have loaded and stuff. And it just gave me some new insight, gave me some new ideas, and we've been implementing a few of them. And I tell you, I didn't know how much video. Now, there's different things with this live stream that I use. There is a portion where you can pay an extra fees and stuff, and you can actually get full statistics of everyone that's listening and all that kind of stuff. But if you just have the service that I have, where I just really needed the broadcast player because I have my own places that I broadcast for. Now I'm not on. Because I didn't go with the extra services, I am not on their channel directory. I mean, if you want to be on their channel directory and you want an audience from their side, you have to pay a fee and to get that. And at this point, I really didn't need that because we already have an audience. And I didn't know how well that was working until yesterday. This morning, but yesterday I kind of noticed it. It has in the corner a little meter box that tells you user minutes, how many users have logged on and looked at it. It's like a little clicker, and it clicks every time how many minutes they use, and it comes off. Now, there you have unlimited usage on the minutes, but at the same time, I really didn't know how long people were staying on, if people were even watching it, because it's only on Midwatch with the Rev sites. It's on the television channel, on television channels on Rev Media Network. It's on Midwatch with the Rev. It is on, I believe, Rev Ministries. It is. And Those are the only three with the player that's actually on there. It's not on Keeping My Marriage. It's not on Relationship Series. But this one is on all those. And I mean, this one's on three sites. Now, on those three sites, I'm going to tell you the truth right here. I think I wrote it down. If not, I'll have to recall by memory. And that is this. I seen that we had 35 hours of viewing already. That's only since the Christmas Eve. We barely started. We didn't even have everything on there. We had like one or two shows on there during Christmas Eve, and then we finally put some on when I got back from that being sick and being on vacation a little bit, and I was able to load up some more. Right now we have about 5 or 6 videos. I don't know how many. Let's see, 3 mid-watch and 3 seminars. Yeah, we have six shows on there right now. And I tell you, I cannot, it's hard to comprehend that 35 hours of listening and viewing. And if you look at that, that means each episode was reviewed 92 times. So I got encouraged. I'm going to chop these things up a little bit. And I haven't been as diligent with YouTube because YouTube just, I tell you what, to be very honest, I just don't know with YouTube. I mean, just everything can only be 10 minutes. It can't be more than 10 minutes long. It has to be in a certain format. So if I chop these up to 7 minutes each, they're about 22 minutes each. If I chop them up 7 minutes each, maybe 8 minutes each, go with 8 minutes each, I should be fine. But it's just tedious. It's not like, I mean, I have a 20-minute broadcast and I got to piece it all together to get it on YouTube. It just, you know, but the reward would be better. So, you know, you got to do it. I don't have a staff where I say, hey, get these on YouTube. No, it's old Dave here. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that after I log off today. I've got some errands I got to run. After that, we'll be doing that. But tonight, UT versus Alabama. UT versus Alabama for the national championship in college. That's going to be a great game. I'm going to see the first half of that, or the first few quarters of that. Then I'm going to be at 8:05 Central Standard Time. I will be a guest on Warn USA Radio, warnusa.com, warnradio.com. You can listen to that here on revmedianetwork.com, here where you're listening right now to my show. You can listen to that here live. And I will be a guest. I think I'm going to call in. I don't know if Dana's going to keep me for the whole segment, but Dana can do the whole segment by himself. He did send me an exhaustive outline of the show, and I got to hand it to Dana, man. He's been doing this for over 12 years, and man, he used to pastor a church as well, and he's doing well. He's doing well with all the radio information, with everything that he's putting together and how he writes it out. And it's good. It's good. Now, I don't write out everything I do, and that's just everybody does each thing different. But I'm always writing shows and writing sermons, and I pretty much get that in my brain. And anyway, it's going to be good. I got my outline right here. I wrote some notes that I'm going to talk about, and probably be on there for like 20 minutes or half an hour, depending how long Dana wants me to hang out. But I'm going to call him from my Skype phone so I can leave the headset on. And I can watch the game from here. I don't have to go sit in front of in here with my cell phone or with the landline. I can have a headphone and I can move around freely. And I am actually getting a text from Daniel Vasquez. I'm texting him our number when we get ready to do the show. He wants to call in, so we're gonna let him do that. I got to remember the number. I don't remember my call-in number. I think it's this number. You're saying, Dave, what kind of host are you? But yeah, he is actually doing pretty good. Dave's doing good. That's myself. But anyway, on January 21st, so tonight is going to be our guest appearance on Warn Radio. Now, I am starting a campaign this next week. And we're going to start this campaign out. I'm going to be a guest on stations. And I'm going to be a guest on broadcasting radio on terrestrial stations and television. I am sending out my, I want you to pray with me on that. I am sending out my bio and about running the station here and about my new book. And I'm going to try and become a guest on TBN and Daystar. Now, I've had success with that in the past. I remember yesterday's show. Yesterday's show, I kind of covered that you can't depend on someone else's gifts and calling. Boy, we went on a show there. We kind of went all the way. Well, today we're going to talk about integrity. We're going to talk with Pastor Daniel, talking about integrity and talking about how that goes. He'll be calling in a few minutes. But the other thing is, now all my experience and stuff that I had originally was with that other ministry I was with from India, and their entire my whole, remember I told you how a man's gifts will make room for him and bring him before great men, and that's in Proverbs 18:16. Now that is true for all my television contacts originally, how I got into get into the Christian media. It was through my brother in the Lord, my mentor, Dr. Paul. I got a lot of open doors because of him. It wasn't my gifts. So this is the first time that I'm going to actually take this ministry out there to be to get represented and to let God do that. Now, I still have the contacts. I still have there's still good relationships with some of those people. They're all still running this place. They always will. But at the same time, I've never approached anyone. And not even churches. Now, I used to go to a lot of churches and do ministry for that ministry, and a lot of churches opened the door. I preached at some big churches because, again, that man's gift opened the door. So now it's this gift. Now it's this gift here. So I'm going to make it a purpose on the days that I can, if not every day, I will be out there getting this thing going and talking to people about things. Now, I know that most of y'all understand when I tell you that I want y'all to tune in. I count you as friends. I count you as family. So when I'm talking to you, I'm not trying to say that, hey, I'm doing this and you're not doing that. No, it's nothing like that ever. What I'm trying to say is I need your prayers, because God is going to take this thing to the next level, and I want you to be a part of it. And if you're praying for me, maybe you can't be a part of us financially, but you can pray for us. Well, my brother, my sister, I would rather you pray for me, because I need it. Not that I'm a crazy person, but just because. Well, let's go in and get Daniel to call in. I'm gonna go ahead and text him real quick the number, and we'll keep going with this. But I'm telling you, when you're doing something for the Lord, you have to be willing to allow Him to be the one to use you. And we're going to be talking about integrity. And what I can tell you is this: your word's got to be your word. If you make a commitment somewhere, my friends, and if you can't keep integrity at work or at home or with your relationship with your family, if you are known as the person that will always be late, and they don't expect you to ever be on time, then integrity is a challenge for you. Integrity. So how can you take, that's why the scripture says, how can you take care of the house of God when you can't take care of your own house? Integrity is a part of your life. It speaks who you are. You know, when I went to go visit Brother Gerald Davison, and I tell you this, I told you this yesterday, I'm going to tell you this again. The gifts that God has given me is making room for me. Amen. A man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. Now, I count Gerald as a great man of God. And to sit with him for so long and to talk with him was a blessing. But you know what was even a blessing, kind of like a cherry on the top of the whole dessert there? You know what that was? That was me sitting there with him, and when I sat with him, he goes, "Brother, I appreciate you being on time. I was there 3 to 4 minutes early. We had a 5 o'clock appointment. I got it to his house. He even got lost a couple of times, but I left early enough that I will be on time. I'm a stickler, very strong stickler on time. I don't remind people of their appointments because if there was important to them, they would show up. And I'm a stickler of being on time. And he said, I can tell a lot of a person on how they treat time and how they make it to their appointments. And that's a man of God over 50 years of ministry telling a young man of God that. And that's good. That's a compliment. That's a compliment. And, well, I know that a lot of us here that have been ministering the gospel may want to do great things for God, but sometimes integrity will keep you from what you're supposed to be doing. You know, I think God's got to reach something inside you to give you the responsibility of His work and His kingdom. Integrity has to be taken care of. Integrity has to be at all-time high. Why? Because you're going to be left in charge of things. You're going to be doing things for God. Nobody's going to call you to roll out of your bed in the morning to get there to that appointment on time. If you have a problem calling in at work all the time, how are you going to be able to? You can't call in at the pulpit, my friends. You're the show if you're the pastor. You are the show. So integrity is a part of your life that has to be looked at. A higher call of integrity is what we need for ourselves. A higher call of integrity is what we need every single day. There's no other time. No other time that you can be called by God and not have integrity. It's an integrity walk. Every time that I visit friends and stuff, one thing I recognize or one thing I see is that like they're always polite. But what happens when the guest leaves? Now, I'm not calling out any of my friends. Try not to. What happens when the guest leaves? What happens when all the things that are happening and find out? We'll get back with you in a second. We're going to go to a quick commercial. We'll be right back. God bless you.
Hi, this is David Yannins, host of BidWatch with the Rev and the station manager for Rev Media Network. Just wanted to give you our monthly ministry update, just to get you caught up with what's going on. We have had over 75 people come to Christ this last month of November and December combined, and about 46 of those people also came in for prayer and prayer requests online. So I want to tell you that we're doing some good things. Rev Media Network is pushing forward, and we are having some great opportunities coming up. We have ministers from England, Scotland that are contacting us that want to have their shows. We have local ministers here in Kingwood, Houston, and Humble that are all getting a part of the station. So by 2010, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to have an expectation, because we're going to have more ministers on the air for you and more broadcasts happening. Also, 2009, November and December, you have seen the launch of our television channel. Lately, we've had been doing a lot of different things in radio, but now we have the television channel with an episode every few days, and we're moving forward on that. I want to welcome to the station Pastor Daniel Vasquez. He is going to be hosting a show starting in January 2010. We'll have him on the bio page and get that going as well. But I want to encourage you that this ministry is moving forward. forward, we're going to be opening a channel in 2010. We're going to see some great things with the channel opening in Peru that's going to stream right here on Rev Media Network. It's going to be in Spanish and English, back and forth. So we're going to see some great things happen on that station, on that channel in our station. Also, we're partnering on the website with other countries that want to start a channel here on Rev Media Network. We're going to partner with them as well. So pray for these upcoming endeavors or adventures. I like to call them adventures or events coming up. I want to also thank KeepingMyMarriage.com, who has been airing a webisode every month. And also thank everyone that is listening to this station via Warren USA, who has a satellite, and also Sunday International, who has a satellite stream of this broadcast as well. I want to thank all our partners in ministry. I want to tell you thank you for being with us for our first year, and all the host of Charles, Dana, Judy, Mark Fields. I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of this station when we just started up, and we're seeing some great things. The Church Stream website is doing awesome. We have a lot of hits on that channel. We have all the pastors lined up that send in their shows. We're going to see that shows all put through. We're going to see about 10, 15 of those added this year alone. So November, December, all the way back to July, we've done a lot of progress. I want to let you know that you're a part of that and that you're being a big part of it by supporting. So if you haven't supported and you're thinking about giving us a donation to help us, we will appreciate that because we are putting everything out there. We are not a commercialized radio station. We are believing that God will provide through donations and through divine gifts that He has for us. So God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to Rev Media Network. I want to tell you that this year is going to be a blessed year. 2010, we're going to see some great things happen. God bless you. Remember, my show is at 2 o'clock Monday through Friday, Midwatch with the Rev. I'll see you then. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Well, we're back. I'm going to try and call Daniel Vasquez right now. Apparently, I have no idea why our show number is not working. And I thought I was paying for the service here, and apparently it's showing something different. So I'm gonna try and see if I can get a hold of him. Daniel, if you're listening, just stay by your phone. We're gonna call you from ours. Yeah, it shows unlimited U.S. and Canada. I don't know what that is, and maybe that is something different. So let's see if we can call. See if this works. All right, give me a second, my friends. We're gonna try and get a hold of Brother Daniel Vasquez and see what's going on with our phone lines, because this is crazy. I haven't used it for quite some time. As y'all know, we haven't had many call-in hosts, and so I guess if you don't use it every day, you don't know what's going on. Okay, here's his number. Let's do this. So give us a second here, and we'll be back doing this in a minute if this works. Here we go. Hey, brother.
Hello?
Brother Daniel, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry about that number I gave to you. I just gave you a prank call number, I guess.
I guess so.
Can you hear me fine?
I can hear you.
Okay, good, good. Well, I just wanted to let you know that this is, I don't know what number is coming up there.
There is no number coming up.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Hey, well, we're talking about integrity today.
Okay.
And just want to let you know, let the audience know, this is Pastor Daniel Vasquez, and True Vine Fellowship is a church he pastors here off of Sweetwater, and here in Houston, Texas. He's going to be one of our new hosts on Monday nights at 7 o'clock, just before Peter Stanway show, or just after. I'll let him decide. Before 7 or 9, he can let me know, but he'll be on Monday nights. And you'll be able to hear his broadcast. His broadcast is probably about an hour long, or 45 minutes or so, give or take some minutes. But he is an awesome man of God. He's been on our show several times. And he is just one of those men of God that you just like to be around. He's a big guy, loves to hug you, loves to encourage you, loves to make sure that you're following God the right way. Amen, brother?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
So what you been up to, Daniel? How's your day going, man?
It's going okay. It's a little cold down here in Houston, I guess, by South Texas standards. You know, we're not used to anything below 60 degrees around here. So once we had a nice little cold blast come through, and you know, of course, you know, Rev, we're down, I think, right around the mid 30s right now, or low 40s, and And you know, for those of us in South Texas, you know, we don't like the cold weather. Either you're extreme hot or you're extreme cold, and I guess down here we prefer to eat.
I see everybody buying firewood every time I'm driving. People are getting ready for tonight. We're going to get a cold freeze. I'm sure most of the nation is in this freezer ready. We're going to get our hit this evening, I suppose.
This evening, yes, sir.
Hey, where are you going to be at? Where are you going to be watching the game at?
Well, you know, I'm not sure yet. You know, I know a good friend of mine invited us over to come watch the game, and so we're trying to decide whether or not we want to do that or just stay at home and not get out and, you know, get out in the cold. But either way, I'm going to be watching it somewhere.
Okay, well, you got to text me the updates, because I'm going to be on a show tonight with one of our hosts from Wyoming, Dana Smith, on One Radio. So his,
oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I was trying to wiggle out of it a little bit, but I'm like, no, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Because I can do it from here. I'll call in from here, so I can watch the TV from my house. I can watch from my study, and then you know, give my attention to, of course, to the program. It's a two-hour program too. It's not just an hour program. It's a two-hour program.
Oh wow! So you had to choose a BCS championship game to do it, huh?
I know. Yeah. Well, this was arranged like oh my gosh, this was arranged. Oh, what is it? Last year, right before Christmas. Last year, probably like a week into the month, he scheduled me in. And then, of course, Texas ended up going to the championship. I'm like, I think that's the BCS day. Oh, well.
So is that your rooted interest?
UT, of course. How about you?
Good deal. You know, I'm not partial either way. I'm just hoping for a good game.
Well, I got to root for UT. My pastor is from UT, so.
Okay. Well, you got to keep a good graces with your pastor.
Yeah, I love it. I love them anyway. Hey, so on integrity, what do you think? What do you think hits you the most? Now, before, I don't know if you were listening to the show or not earlier, we were just talking about how integrity, you can't do the work of God unless you have integrity at home as well. And you have to have integrity on how you meet people, to go and meet for appointments. You have to have integrity for when you say you're going to be somewhere and you're going to be there to do what you told them to do. Your word is your bond almost in the walk of God.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a passage of scripture. I want to say it's either in the Psalms or in the Proverbs that says that God sets his word above his name. And I believe that the reason that to be so is because if his word is no good, then his name is no good.
Amen.
You know, and so in God's scheme of things, when we talk about integrity, you know, the Bible says to let your yes be yes and your no be no. You know, and God ultimately wants his people to be men and women of integrity, to be men and women of people who really adhere to what they say. If they say they're going to do something, because I'm like you, Rev. I'm a big stickler when it comes to things like time, when it comes to punctuality, when it comes to if you say you're going to do something, you do it. You know, now by all means, there's sometimes circumstances happen, you know, that don't allow you to. But for the most part, you know, but for the most part, you do what you say you're going to do. You know, and I believe God honors that in his people. You know, because in our interpersonal relationships, if we can't keep our promises and word to one another, what makes us think we're keeping it with God?
Absolutely. You know, when I was reading this book from Gerald Davis, and this book it just enlightened so much in me, Pastor. It just gave me a whole bunch of walk on faith. But one thing he talked about was the offending people, and that if we can walk without offense, and that's a lot of reasons I think we offend people is because of our integrity. Our integrity isn't there, and we offend people so easily, and then we get offended so easily, and we shouldn't. The Bible says don't get offended easily. But I think because we offend people, you know, our integrity level is not there. And excuse me, one thing that he said was that he hopes that this book would encourage men of God and women of God to walk with a higher walk of integrity.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, and I definitely believe that to be true when it comes to God's people, is that we do need to increase our level of integrity. I mean, you know, because when you've got a lost and dying world that are looking for hope, and when when they look to the Christian, when they look to the man of God, to the woman of God, and they see a man of God who says, hey, I will call you tomorrow, and doesn't call, you know, or says, hey, I'm going to be there for you, and they're not there for them, then it gives, you know, it puts a black eye, I believe, on Christianity to, you know, especially to those who are not saved, and they're looking for hope, you know, and it really brings down the perception, I guess, of God's people that they're people that just cannot keep their word, and again, I believe God has said it clearly in His Word how important He believes integrity is, you know, because every time God said He was going to do something, He did it. And so if we are to imitate Christ, if we're to imitate God, then we need to be the same. And when it comes to time, when it comes to keeping our word, you know, whatever the case may be, because believe it or not, punctuality is I believe in my estimation, a godly trait. You know, things like punctuality, doing things on time, that sort of stuff.
Amen. Amen. You got a fan here, Pastor. Denise said to tell you hi.
Oh yeah. Okay. She's one of the young ladies in our church. She just her and her family have just started coming with us the last couple of weeks. So nice shout out to Denise and her fiance Gabriel. They're a dear couple. They've recently over the last couple of weeks made a decision to serve the Lord, so they've become part of the family, and so definitely excited and expecting great things from them.
Oh, great, man. Amen. Well, you know, one thing that I have that I've read in this book, and what you talk about is about integrity defining people and integrity keeping people from getting offended, but also that you mentioned that it may bring more people to Christ. And do you know that Mahatma Gandhi from India, the great scholar, great civil rights, great politician at that time, he studied all different religions. And he said he studied Christianity, he studied the teachings of Christ, he studied it so well. He studied the scriptures, he studied the life of Christ. He goes, you know what, I've studied this so much, and out of all the religions, he goes, I would choose to be a Christian already if I hadn't met some. Isn't that powerful?
Very powerful.
Yeah, and that's crazy. Now, that's in the book of Gerald Davis. It's called A Curse and a Cure for Unanswered Prayer and Blessings. You can get that anywhere. You can get it at bookstores. You can go to geralddavis.org. But I'm just saying that book, this last 2 weeks, really encouraged me. You just look at that, and you don't realize who we're hurting. I mean, if you ever offended anyone, if you ever owed anybody money, I'm sure you've offended them because you ain't paid them back. Right?
So that's right. Just ask Visa and MasterCard.
Yeah, there's an integrity walk.
And
it starts with you at your home and how you run things and how you allow things to go in your house.
That's right. And you know, that is definitely true. You know, because, you know, there's a lot of people who grew up discontent, who grew up really with the wrong mentality of parenting based off of how their parents did or did not keep promises. You know, so their mentality or their viewpoint on how, what an adult, what a father, what a mother looks like, a lot of it was, you know, it's all been shaped by how their parents were with them. And of course, you know, they turn around and translate and, you know, start doing the same thing with theirs. But, you know, it's very important, and you talk about interpersonal relationships, it's very important when you have, for example, a father who promises his son he's going to take him fishing on Saturday, and then Saturday goes around and the father doesn't want to get up, so he cancels with his own son for really no reason, you know, or keeps pushing things off, you know, and the son or the daughter ends up growing up with a mistrust, you know, and belief that, well, you know, obviously I'm not important or that's not important, and you see that with husbands and wives all the time if they can't keep their word to each other, you know, and there's something to be said for living that life of integrity, and then not to mention just how people view you, you know, because you know, then you become a trustworthy person.
Absolutely, that's important. That is important right there. If you're going to minister to anyone, how would you like to go to your family if they know you, and they may say, oh, he's up to his games, or she's up to her games again, and you don't want to be known like that, or known for that. You want to be known that, that you're a man of your word. And we just had a listener just come in and just chat with us right now. He said that, yes, that's true. Your yes is yes, and your no is no. That's awesome. People are listening, and they're getting this. They're getting this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And like I said, and that's important. I mean, you see it in every walk of life. Whether it's integrity at work, whether it's integrity with your spouse, with your children, as a child to your parents, no matter how old you are, you know, I mean, I'm a grown man with a wife and children of my own, and I still keep my word with my parents. If I tell my parents I'm going to be there, I'm there. If I tell them I'm going to call them, I call them. And like I said, sometimes circumstances happen, you know, that don't allow us to keep that commitment. But there's something to be said for the person that goes all out in trying to keep those things, you know. And it reminds me, there's a passage of scripture, and I want to say it's in Romans, that says, as much as depends on you, be at peace with all men, or be at peace with all people, you know. And if you take that in terms of integrity, you know, and keeping your word and keeping your commitment, you know, things are always more peaceful when people are keeping their word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you got another fan here, Pastor Juan, said hi.
Oh, okay. He's one of the guys in our church. As a matter of fact, he's one of our leaders in our church, if it's the correct Juan. We've got a couple of Juans in our church, but if it's the one I'm thinking about, him and his wife are two of the key leaders in our church. His wife leads praise and worship, and he's a sound man.
Well, he says you're a great man of God, so it must be that one.
I sure hope so.
Hey, Pastor, what you got planned for the new year? What's your goals for your church?
You know, we've got a couple of directions we're heading in. You know, I just had a big meeting with our full staff in the church, and what I have. Really been talking to them about, and what you're going to hear a lot off of our pulpit here is world class. You know, we're not a very large church. We're not a big church as far as numbers are concerned, but you know, we don't have to be big in number to have a big God working for us, amen, and working through us. And so world class has been the term that I've been using, but the reality is I want our church to be the best. You know, the best at whatever God has given us, to be the best with it. And so that's what I've been, you know, really talking to our people about, and I've talked to them about the scripture in Luke where Jesus says to him who has little, you know, to him who is faithful with little, God will bless him with much. And if we're going to be a world-class church, then we need to be faithful with what God has given us. And I was giving them an analogy about my children. You know, my kids, Daniel and Ariel, I don't hand responsibility over to them based on how old they are. I hand over responsibility to them based on how well they handle the responsibility they already have. And so if God deals with us that way, then I want to be faithful with what we have now and be the best at what we have now so that God turns around and gives us more to handle, because then God looks at us and says, you know what, they've been faithful, they've been committed, they have had integrity with everything that I've given them, and so I want to give them more. And really that's we covered in a couple of areas. We're keying in real strong this year on discipleship, you know, from top to bottom. Every person in our church, we're getting them plugged in, and I've even gone around personally talking to every member of our church about getting plugged into a discipleship class, and so we've been focusing in on discipleship and really beginning to pump the DNA of our church into everyone here. And so we're real excited about this year. We're real excited about the world class initiative that we're taking on, and we're believing God that as we continue to press forward, that God and God sees the world class status that we've achieved and that we're achieving, then He's going to turn around and bless us with more. And so we're definitely excited about that, and I'm excited about our people who are on board with it, and we're just ready to run.
Hey man, what kind of personal goals did you put for yourself?
Personal goals?
Yeah.
You know, actually, the personal goals run along the same lines.
Okay, cool.
You know, because I believe that that especially as a pastor of the church, if I want the church to be world class, but I'm not world class, it doesn't really mean a whole lot. You know, and so what I mean, even when I say me being world class, I don't even mean strictly as a pastor, but as a husband. You know, I want to be a world class husband to my wife. I want to be a world class father to my children. You know, a world class a man of God before I'm a world-class pastor. You know, I want to be a world-class servant, and because I believe if all those areas of my life are world-class, it translates over into me pastoring the church, and so the world-class is both a personal goal as well as our church vision or our church goal for this coming year.
Well, I got some similar goals for us, just basically. For the ministry itself, I mean, we want to be able to put some more channels together. I don't know if you've been on the site lately, but we have 4 television channels now that are constantly playing, and we have 2 that are 24/7 streams with original material, and then we have 2 that are just the players that are playing that have some great anointed men of God on there. So we have 4 channels, but what we're going to do this year, and maybe you know some people, we're going to try and put a music channel together with original music. And have that streaming as well. Pastor, I cannot tell you how we did this last month, this in December, when you think it's going to be your lowest month in listeners and stuff. Our ministry, surprisingly to me, I just was just thrown out. We did over 14,000 people coming through our site.
Wow, praise God.
And if you add it all up, it was 48 hours, 48 days and 6 hours. It's 48 days and 6 hours of listening in just 30 days.
Wow, and, that is tremendous.
Yeah, that's like continuous 24/7 listening that we almost had. And we had over 6,000 events or 5,000 events, I think 5,700 events, meaning from them clicking on pictures and bios and streams and church streams. That was our main things that they went through, all the bios, they went through all the church streams. And then we had over 1,700 just live streams, listening to the show and stuff. And you look at that, and you're just thinking, "Wow, that's amazing!" And then the television channel—we just put that on since Christmas Eve, and I let the listeners hear the stats today, but I'll tell you them over again. And we had on the video, just on the video, it's only been up since Christmas Eve, and only had a couple of shows, and we just added some more shows this last 2 weeks. And from Christmas Eve to this day, we've had over 35 hours of viewing. And that's only 6 shows total now, and that means each episode played 92 times.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, that's God. And the only place the stream's on, that particular stream is on 3 places: Rev Ministries, Rev Media Network, and Midwatch with the Rev. Oh, and David Yanis Ministries. So 4 places. That's it. Now, the radio signal is on our pages, which is all 9 sites that we have, plus it's on the Way CM in Scotland. We're on Scotland. We're in Dana Smith's, all his 5 sites. For Warren Radio, we're on Sunday International. We're on Ustream, Livestream, and we're kind of everywhere there. We're like in our 9 sites plus 5, so we're at 14 places. So just sitting back and getting all that information, you're like, man, my goals are kind of going that way. I was praying 2 weeks ago, and we want to launch some more channels. That's our goal, is to put at least 10 TV channels with original programming, and at least another 10 to total 10, so 20 total channels we're trying to run out. And there's just the equipment that we need. We didn't have to get after all for the TV, brother. That's God. It was a site that we found that had the player integrated inside their web server. And all we do is load the shows, and we can basically take over like a real studio. We didn't have to spend thousands of dollars. That's
Amen.
God. That's God. And we had the video already. And you know what? I just took the simple package. I didn't take the full all-out blitz package, because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let God build it. I mean, I don't need the 10 channels right now, but when I do, I know where I can get them. And I'll just concentrate on this one channel. And then we have, what's his name, Peter Stanway. He has his channel. He has a live channel as well. We have his channel on our station, so he's one of our channels. And it's just growing. And then, of course, we're adding you and adding a few other people this month. And it just, I want to get as many hosts as we can. But the thing is, I'm letting people call me and contact me, because I really feel that's the way it's anointed. When I let them get a hold of me instead of me trying to get a hold of people. It's to me, it's God building it. And so that's the goal for the ministry. And
Amen.
We have a Peru channel. You know about the Peru channel coming up this month as well.
Yes.
And
I'm just waiting for the word, brother. I'm ready to head down to Peru.
Hey, I'm telling you, we're taking you to Peru. You speak Spanish?
Just enough to be dangerous.
Okay, good enough for me. You'll speak better than me. But what scared me the other day, I was looking at the Travel Channel, and they were eating guinea pigs. They fried them up in a little, like a little rotisserie guinea pig. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're eating Zuzu pets. But I'm like, okay.
But we may not be fluent, but one thing is, I know God is. And the other, I got a brother in my church who can translate, and I know he'd be ready.
Amen.
And so whenever you're ready, just let me know, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Amen. For those that don't know what me and Daniel were talking about, the mayor of the city has given us space in the Peru, and they believe the city's Lima, and we're gonna have space in her office building. For the station to run a channel out of there, and beyond that, she's a Christian, and she wants us to hold a crusade there, and she wants us to plant a church for her city in that area. She has a church that's already built; it's about 100-150, and it can add on easily. So this is something that God is opening the door for, and we're gonna believe in God that this is what He's opening, and that He's gonna provide for us to go out there. I told her I will only go out there if I had a team. In other words, 3 to 4 ministers with me, so we can do this. Because we'll have to run a show or run shows from there. But we also would have to do those kind of crusades. You got to do it for a week, and you got to blitz it with flyers and blitz it with air tracks. Just throw them from planes, and that's how you get all the people there and banners. Man, I know how to do all that, bro. That's my. Sometimes, like I was just sharing earlier, it's like things are imparted to you. And the sweat equity you put in another man's ministry, God blesses you and imparts you with knowledge and anointing. Mm-hmm. And I know that anointing is there for us to get going. But as far as personally, I just my personal goals this year, just be with the family, just resting with
Amen.
Them and spend a lot of time with them, because I can get really busy. And you know what I mean, Daniel? Everything's a deadline. Everything needs to be done now. That's how I can get. But I need to just pull back a little. Trust God that He's building it. This is as hard as I'm working. You got to trust God that He's doing His work for you too, and that it's not all you. And just let that happen. But besides that, a personal goal for me would probably be just get back to exercising and running, because I was reading Bernie Davis's book. I don't know if you heard of Bernie Davis. He was a great man of God. He died when he was 52 years old. But if anyone had the faith that Jack Coe had, it was Bernie Davis. He was kind of like an understudy to him, and he died early. He had heart disease, and his father had heart disease, and his brother Gerald Davis, he had to have some surgery and stuff. But he's older than Bernie is now. But Bernie passed away, and one thing I want to know is this: I want to make sure that I'm here for the long haul, and I'm doing what I can do physically to keep myself in the fight. Amen.
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 Amen. And I want to encourage you with this. The book of Isaiah says that behold, old things have passed away, and I'm going to do something new. And the passage goes on to say that it says, will you not know it? And if we keep our eyes open to what God is wanting to do with us, then we'll be able to recognize when and where He's at work. But the second half or two verses past that, it's where the Bible says that God will make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And you think about that; those are impossible, not 100% impossible, but they're very difficult things. And whenever God comes into the circumstance, He changes the circumstance. He changes the views. He makes what's impossible possible. And you think about Rev Media Networks. You think about the music channel, the television, the TV part of it, the live shows, going down to Peru, the equipment, the finances, all of that goes with it. And God promises to make a roadway in the wilderness, and He promises to make rivers in the desert. So and I want to encourage you with that, David, that God's going to supply it all, and He's going to open the doors that need to be open. And He's going to shut the ones that need to be shut, and He's going to provide everything you need, and He's going to give you wisdom on what direction to go and what direction to take everything, And I just believe that God's anointing in his hand is all over this thing. And you do, you know, I've heard it said, it says, I heard a quote from a pastor that said, you do what you can, and God will do what you can.
Amen. I like that. I'm writing that one down, Pastor. I'm writing that one down.
Amen.
Hey, let me encourage you with this real quick, just for you as well. I felt this. This has been on my heart and on my, just me going through this myself. I want to give you the same word that God gave me a few weeks ago, and it's a Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. And
amen.
I just want you to know that no matter how things are happening out there, that your gift is in you, and it's going to make room. It's going to make room financially. It's going to make room spiritually. It's going to grow, and that it's going to bring you before great men, because you have a tremendous gift of love and of preaching and anointing, and God's going to use that, brother. I know it. I know it. And just quick testimony, the gifts that I have opened up more and more, as you can see, and now my time is not just monitoring it, but is and maintaining it, but is actually building it and going with it. And my gifts have brought me before great men like Gerald Davis. Dodie Osteen Ford, his book. John Osteen was his father in the spirit. Oral Roberts was his father in ministry, his pastor in ministry as well. So, and I'm doing a book for him right now. So, and the publishing part of our ministry, which we don't really talk much about on the radio because, well, we're really just talking about radio stuff. but it's something that I love to do. I love to get people's books and get them out to the public. And that gift right there, just knowing how to do that, has brought me before great men. And I just want to encourage you. Yeah. Just the simple things that you may not know can help people, or just a gift that you have, God's going to use it. And God's going to give you someone to touch and someone to sit with. Because I love sitting with great men of God and learning from them. I'm probably the most quietest one in the room because I just want to hear what they got to say. Because I mean, who cares who I am? I want to hear you. I want to see what you're saying. And that's just the humbleness and just the love for the anointing from other men, other women of God. And, amen, brother. Well, give us your Twitter, your email, whatever you want to give, and your church address, so the listeners can get a hold of you and go visit you at your church.
Amen. I've got a Twitter account. You can follow me on Twitter at GodRules_1. Underscore is that little bitty line that goes across the bottom, but it's GodRules_1, and you can follow me on Twitter there. Or you can find me on Facebook, just Daniel Vasquez, or you can go to our church fan page on Twitter. It's True Vine Fellowship. And you can also go to our website, truevinefellowship.com. We've also got a test site. I've got a second True Vine Fellowship site up that it's a test site where it's got a social networking built in. It's a basic version of a Facebook. And so you can go to it. It's truevinefellowship.webs.com, and you can go in there. You can set up a profile and chat back and forth, and it's in beta right now. So, but feel free to go there, browse around. You know, you can find us there. All our information is on both sites, and definitely look forward to hearing from you guys. If you're ever in the Houston area, if you're ever in the north side of Houston, you want to come give us a visit. We're at 8520 Sweetwater Lane, Suite E41. Houston, Texas, 77037. Services that we got Sunday Bible study. Our Bible school starts at 9:30, and normal service time starts at 10:30, and Wednesday nights at 7. And, of course, we've got stuff going on, you know, kind of throughout the week, different stuff like that. So please feel free to contact us. Love to hear from you. Shoot me an email or something like that. Love to hear from you, correspond with you, and, you know, just move on from there. And so appreciate the time, David. God bless you tremendously, and I just believe, David, that God's just gonna just more than double everything that you guys are doing.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for being on the show with us. We thank God for your time, and thank God that you're able to get through. It's okay, though. You know, I know what happened. I've been paying monthly for this phone number, but I've been just paying for the dial-out part. I never thought I had to pay for the number to have the phone number for the call-in part, so I gotta check with these guys. It's just some studio stuff we got set up, and oh well, we'll figure it out. Well, thank you, Pastor. We'll talk to you next time. God bless you. I'll call you back in a little bit. All right, God bless
you. All right, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Well, that was Daniel Vasquez, and he was visiting with us for those few minutes there. And it's a blessing to always have a man of God of his stature with us on the show because, you know, you never know who's available out there. I know Pastor Mike Salazar, he's going to be on soon. I'm going to get him back on here. Yes, sir. He actually called me today, but I was actually on the program before I could call him. And then Daniel called or texted me that if he can call in. So, Pastor Mike, we're going to get you. We're going to get you. We're going to get you on again. People are calling for you, looking for you, and we're going to get you on. We're going to please the Rev Ministries, Rev Media Network guys and girls. We're going to get you. But anyway, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in. And thanks again, Pastor Daniel Vasquez from True Vine Fellowship. We appreciate you tuning in, coming in and giving us a call. God bless you, my friends. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Till tomorrow, my friends. We'll catch you then. God bless. We'll be right back.